Hey girls, welcome to Learning Little Lesson Podcast. This is where we talk about the little lessons God is teaching us through each day. Learning to live full of Him so we can pour out of ourselves. All of that to bring God more glory. For today's little lesson, we're going to talk about big dreams. This past year, well, for the last couple years, I've been dreaming really big. I've been dreaming of going to a writer's conference in North Carolina called She Speaks. It's with Proverbs 31 team. And I've just been dreaming and dreaming and dreaming of going to this writer's conference. I've been saving money. And as January came along, I thought this was the year I was going to do it. I think it was mid-January. They sent out an email saying that registration was open and you could sign up to go. I was excited, but I wasn't quite ready to commit fully. But another part of this She Speaks conference, another huge dream that I had, was that when I went to She Speaks, I was going to take a book proposal with me. So when you go there, there's a whole bunch of people who have a whole bunch of publishers that you can meet with. You can get a little 5-minute appointment with these publishers, and you have 5 minutes to tell them everything about your book and why they need to buy your book. So anyways, when they send out registration, they also say there's 200 publisher appointments available. As the day went on, they would say, there's 180 publisher appointments left. There's 169. There's 143. And just as the day went on, more and more and more publisher appointments disappeared. So, of course, that I was like, I have to decide now, or there's not going to be any publisher appointments. And like I said, this whole thing was such a big dream for me. When I really set to praying about it more fervently and talked with Ethan about it, he asked some good questions. It was is that really what you need right now? And when I thought about it, is that really what I need right now to travel down to North Carolina, go to this conference, learn, come back, just filled up with this is what you have to do. This is how to do it. This is, writing, just everything writing. Is that really what I needed right now? It could be questionable. I need to learn about writing, but did I need the pump up for writing? Or is there something else in my life right now that's more important? So taking a step back from it, there's also a homeschool convention in Columbus, Ohio. And as I was praying about the writer's conference, She Speaks, in North Carolina, this homeschool conference in Columbus came to my mind. And I just felt so let me ask the same question that I've been asking about She Speaks for this homeschool conference. So I asked myself, is this homeschool conference what I need right now? And for some reason, I'm doing more homeschooling than I am doing writing. Homeschooling is more important right now to me than writing. So when I took a step back, really prayed about it, I realized that the homeschool conference was more what I needed. It was more going to satisfy my need right now. And God kind of laid on my heart that doing what's right in front of me was what I needed to do right now. So looking back at, She Speaks, awesome opportunity, it's still a dream of mine to do. But this homeschool conference was right in front of me. It was easy. If you know where I live like 2 hours. It's a 2 hour drive to Columbus. There was no airfare. There was no expensive hotels. I even could take a friend with me and help with the hotel costs. It really was just right in front of me. And so I decided that the homeschool conference is what I should do. So I decided that this year, often for the homeschool conference, I just go for the day. You know, it's easy enough just to go for the day, drive down that morning, come back really late at night. This time I decided I need to make this like my getaway. I need to make this kind of like what going to the writer's conference would have been, going to She Speaks would have been in my life. So I packed up, I got hotel room, I emailed or messaged some people, some authors that I'd like look up to, really look up to and would love to meet, and got some, you know, coffee dates lined up with them. I was so excited. I went to the homeschool conference, walked into the hotel, and the first sign I saw as I walked into the hotel said, it's a quote by H. Jackson Brown Jr. And the quote said, "The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today." And I was carrying all my stuff and I didn't have time to like stop and like really think about that and think about like the whole journey that I ended up at the homeschool conference instead of spending all my money and going to She Speaks. But later I really thought about that and I thought, wow, I felt God was telling me, do what's right in front of you. You know, you want to do something big. You want to go to this huge homeschool conference, you want to go to this huge She Speaks writer conference. There's this homeschool conference right in your backyard, right in front of you. You need to do what's right in front of you. So as the homeschool conference went on, I met with authors that I look up to. I got to have coffee with one. I got to have lunch with another. I got to meet with real live friends that I've been virtual friends with, homeschool moms that I've been virtual friends with for the last year, and I got to meet real life with them and just formed lots of relationships. Looking back, going to She Speaks would have been amazing, would have been awesome, but I would have been completely too afraid, too introverted to really reach out and make relationships and make the most of that huge writers conference atmosphere. But this little, in my own backyard, homeschool conference, I came away with new friends, deeper relationships with the friends I already had, relationships with virtual friends. Like, I came away with so much more. And it was all in my backyard. Anyways, I wonder about you. I wonder if there's some big, huge dream that you have that you've been longing to do, but it's just so far out of reach, or it just seems like it's never going to happen. Just this huge dream. And I wonder if God wants to tell you the same thing. I wonder if he wants to tell you to do what's right in front of you. Maybe it's a dream to teach Sunday school someday. What is right in front of you? Your own kids might be right in front of you. Practice on them. Do a little Sunday school lesson for them once a week. Do what's right in front of you. Maybe it's writing a book, you'd love to write a book. And this one here is probably talking to me. It's probably my message that I need to get out of this. It's like, writing a book is this huge dream in my life right now. And it's not working out right now. But what is right in front of me right now? What's right in front of me right now is my blog. I can write on my blog, write on my Instagram posts. You know, there's always something right in front of us that we can do. No matter what our big dream is for God, or maybe we don't even have a big dream. Maybe it's just, you know, preparing for school this coming year. Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you're a homeschool mom. And it just looks really, really big. But what can you do? What is right in front of you that you can do right now? I don't think God wants us to have to take on everything all at once. We're just responsible for taking on what's right in front of us right now. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. So friends, if you're like me and you have big things, maybe just take a step back and just remember that doing your best today, doing what's right in front of you today, is the best thing for tomorrow.